Thank you. Hello again, near and far, one and all, and welcome to another edition of Adagio with your host, Drew Darling. If you're a regular listener, you know you're in for an hour of slowed down and intentional music. Music that, if you listen closely, will deepen the moment and give it a wide and spacious feel. You may recall last week's program featured the Spanish soprano Nuria Rial, and one of the pieces we heard, playing now in the background, was the fifth in a series Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos called his Baquianas Brasileiras. He named it this because he wanted to showcase the folk melodies of Brazil by presenting them with a second melodic line of counterpoint, a practice that was one of the signature elements of Johann Sebastian Bach, hence the name Baquianas Brasileiras. It's a piece many of you are familiar with. It's the composer's most popular composition, and I have a hunch when it grew to be widely performed throughout the Western world, when he realized it would become, out of his over 2,000 compositions, the one he would be best known for, it prompted Villa-Lobos to look at it more closely, and perhaps he grew dissatisfied with it, or at least thought he could improve upon it. Being an accomplished cellist, Villa-Lobos originally scored it for soprano and eight, count them, eight cellos. But listen how this original version we are hearing in the background is orchestral and subdued, tailor-made for a symphony hall where players and audience turn out in black tie, a setting so precious. It sounds as if the heart and soul of the piece, the Brazilian folk melody, has been gentrified and scrubbed right out of it. And to one such as Villa-Lobos, who was a great lover of nature and the wildlife of his native Brazil, that may have bothered him. The other thing that you can't help hear is missing in this original version is Bach himself. Villa-Lobos gave such prominence to his cellos that he allowed the lead cellos to duplicate the vocal line, as we hear here. Only in the distant background can the listener hear any independent melody, any Bach-like counterpoint from the remaining cellists. Even when listening closely, there isn't much Bach, not much Bachianas in this version, and I'll bet you a box of donuts that's why Villa-Lobos redid it. As he was a renowned classical guitarist, let's hear Villa-Lobos' second version for voice and Bach-like guitar accompaniment, sung by soprano Sally Terry and played by guitarist Lorindo Almeida. And see if listening to this version does not transport you to a hot night on a broad veranda, set deep in the Brazilian forest, the moths circling in and out of the lantern light, the night birds calling in the distance. Listen to the way the volumes rise and fall, as if the singer and guitarist drift in and out of the darkness like wraiths. As if singer and guitarist are playing melodies learned from their grandparents, who learned it from their parents, who learned it from theirs.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think? Which of those versions is a better presentation of the folk melody Villa-Lobos was giving us? The first version, although rich with cellos, to my ear is thinner than the second because of the way the cellos and soprano double up on the melodic line, whereas the second, with its counterpoint guitar, creates a musical juxtaposition with the voice and guitar playing off each other, the one enhancing the other. However, never mind, the world seems to prefer the cello version, as releases of that one far outnumber recordings and performances of the second. Here is another Héctor Villa-Lobos composition, one of his many etudes for guitar played by Sharon Isbin.
Thank you.
All right then, a little sampling of one of the most important South American composers, Héctor Villa-Lobos, born in Rio de Janeiro in 1887 and lived to be 72 years old until his death in 1959. You're listening to Adagio with your host, Drew Darling, a production heard exclusively on community radio stations from Maine to Maui, all for the love of good music and for the listening and sharing of it. And if you'd like to consult the who, what, where, and when, please visit our website, radioadagio.com, where you will find a complete playlist and previous programs you may also enjoy.
Yes, flama que se eleva. Yes, un pájaro a volar. Oh.
Thank you. Meu coração não se cansa de ter esperança de um dia ser tudo o que quer. Meu coração de criança não é só a lembrança de um vulto feliz de mulher que passou por meus sonhos sem dizer adeus e fez dos olhos meus um chorar mais sem fim. Meu coração vagabundo quer guardar o mundo em mim.
Meu coração não se cansa de ter esperança de um dia ser tudo o que quer. Meu coração de criança não é só a lembrança de um vulto feliz de mulher que passou por meu sonho sem dizer adeus e fez dos olhos meus um chorar mais sem fim. Meu coração vagabundo quer guardar o mundo em mim. Meu coração vagabundo quer guardar o mundo em mim.
Quando a luz dos olhos meus e a luz dos olhos teus resolvem se encontrar, ai que bom que isso é, meu Deus, que frio que me dá o encontro desse olhar. Mas se a luz dos olhos teus resiste aos olhos meus só pra me provocar, meu amor, juro por Deus, me sinto incendiar.
Meu amor, juro por Deus que a luz dos olhos meus já não pode esperar. Quero a luz dos olhos meus na luz dos olhos teus sem mais larararã. Pela luz dos olhos teus eu acho meu amor e só se pode achar que a luz dos olhos meus precisa se casar. Só pra me provocar,
meu amor, por Deus, me sinto incendiar.
Me sinto incendiar.
Meu amor, juro por Deus que a luz dos olhos meus já não pode esperar. Quero a luz dos olhos meus na luz dos olhos teus sem mais larararã. Pela luz dos olhos teus eu acho meu amor e só se pode achar que a luz dos olhos meus precisa se casar.
Que a luz dos olhos meus precisa se casar.
Que a luz dos olhos meus precisa se casar.
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 Precisa se casar. Precisa se casar.
Precisa se casar. Precisa se casar. Precisa se casar. Precisa se casar. Precisa se casar. Precisa se casar. Precisa se casar.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, rabble and riffraff, friends one and all, that's about it for the week. Out of respect for the groundbreaking work of South American composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, we're wrapping up this week's program with a host of Brazilian artists: Antonio Carlos Jobim, Miúcha, Gal Costa, and here in this last but not least of the week, much-loved Maria Bethania. And if you heard something you really liked, something that made you stop and draw near, my efforts are rewarded. Have a great week, everyone. Bye for now.
Garçom, apague essa luz, que eu quero ficar sozinha. Garçom, me deixe comigo, que a mágoa que eu tenho é minha. Quantos estão pelas mesas, bebendo tristezas, querendo ocultar o que se afoga no copo, renasce na alma, desponta no olhar. Garçom, se o telefone tocar e se for pra mim, garçom, repita pra ele que eu sou mais feliz assim. Você sabe bem que é mentira, mentira noturna de bar, bar tristonho, sindicato de sócios da mesma dor, bar que é o refúgio barato dos fracassados no amor.